Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Two Sisters Unscripted. We are here with episode number 2 on New Year's resolutions. We're super happy to have you guys here with us and super happy that you're here for episode number 2.
We did pick up some Target microphones today, so hopefully you guys can hear us a little better. Please let us know feedback regarding the audio. We are working on it. Just bear with us. Caitlin, do you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
Nope. We ain't doing it. We ain't doing it. No, I don't actually. Well, I don't know. Maybe I do. But New Year's resolutions, a quick Google search and AI, no doubt, obviously came through. And something that I actually didn't know was that New Year's, I don't know the accuracy of this, but New Year's resolutions apparently dates back over 4,000 years.
Interesting.
Exactly. I don't know accuracy behind this or not, but
what was their New Year's resolutions 4,000 years ago?
Survive to tomorrow. Survive to the next day. Don't get the Black Plague. Don't get...
like, what else?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bubonic.
No, I don't know. Damn it.
I thrived in history class.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I thought that was actually pretty cool.
That's a nice fun fact. I like it.
Yeah. And as we know, it's obviously New Year's resolutions. They're at the start of the new year. It's a big time that people reflect on, I guess, this past year. And decide if they want to.
This past year. Yeah. I don't want to reflect on this past year. My New Year's resolution is to survive 2025 a little bit better than we survived 2024.
Hey, I think that's pretty solid. I think that's a pretty solid resolutions right there. I think what's interesting with New Year's resolutions is that, one, everyone obviously can have their own unique one. So it's like unique to them, unique to their life, what's going on, what they want to do. But I think there has just been so much pressure, especially with, I don't know, because I feel like even at a young age, like we're setting these New Year's resolutions and these goals, and it's just so much pressure. And I really think that sometimes New Year's resolutions can almost set us up for, I don't want to say failure, that's not the word I'm looking for, but set us up.
It almost like knocks down your self-confidence.
Yeah, and like set us up for disappointment in a way if like things don't happen how it's supposed to happen. I think, well, what do you think about that?
Well, one of the things that I have been seeing, especially on social media, that I like is instead of the whole, it's new year, new me, let's get a gym membership, it's been, let's work on my self-care, my mental health, my physical health.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the path I'm taking this year is to, I mean, look at me. I just got a new therapist. So. Woo-hoo.
Therapy 2025, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, for real. But my goal with it is to have more of a positive outlook than I did last year, because let's be real, last year was not positive.
Yeah. I think too, like, if I look back, last year I did have a New Year's resolution to run a 5k last year. In 2024 I was like, I'm gonna run a 5k. And I then decided in 2024, you know, unbeknownst to me, of just actually saying, this is my decision for my New Year's resolution. It just happened that I just, and I mean this so genuinely, it's just me now trying to survive, right? Yeah, and I know that sounds absolutely a bit like dramatic to some people, but really it was me like forcing myself to get out of bed, to go to work, to get out of bed, to hang with friends, to get out of bed, to eat. You know, it's like me forcing myself to do these things and having no desire to do anything, no desire to work out. I mean, all of last year, really, the only days I worked out was when I instructed a fitness class or like I went on a walk with a friend or something. So like I really wasn't being like intentional with stuff because I just was trying to make it to the next day and just trying to get out of bed to do it. And I think part of that made me feel even worse, right? Because I set this goal. Oh, I'm going to do a 5K. So I set this goal to do a 5K. And then just not even having any desire to do anything, it just then made me feel worse about not reaching this goal that I had set. And I think sometimes when we look at social media, I think social media can be a really positive and have a positive influence as well. But I do think there are aspects of social media, and I believe so many people will probably agree with this, that can be more detrimental than helpful.
I am so guilty when it comes to comparing myself to people I see on social media.
I think, yeah, I think we all
like fitness, the way I look, the way I act. But to see so many people this year, especially like 2024 must have fucked a lot of people up in the mind, because so many people this year have been like, I want to work on my mental and emotional health.
Yeah.
This year, not just join a gym.
Yeah.
And I like think that.
that's really impactful too. I told people, when I went into work, people were just asking, oh, what's your, you know, it's new year, whatever. Yeah. People were like, what is, you know? And I said, honestly, I don't really have one. The only thing I told myself is that I just want to be intentional. So I want to be intentional with my time in the day. I want to be intentional with my body, like with how I move in it. I want to be intentional with the people that I surround myself with. And that's really it. I'm not setting any expectations for myself. I'm not doing that. I'm just wanting to feel good, like physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And, you know, along this path, we're just going to kind of figure out what that looks like for me. So I do definitely agree that there is more people kind of shifting towards that. But I will still give, you know, a shout out to people who feel a little pressure of starting New Year's resolutions and pressure from the other end of social media that you have to join a gym, you have to do this, you have to do that. Like, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So, like, when I instructed my first fitness class of 2024, I had a lot of new faces in there. And I made sure to tell them, I said, hey, like, whether you're new, whether you've been doing this for 20 years, this is a safe space. You are welcomed here. And we're going to just do this together, have a good time. And, you know, I'm here for any questions and any modifications or anything like that. Because I think if we specifically bring up gym culture, a big thing that I even saw this, it was the end of 2024, it was in December, and I decided to just go to one of the fitness classes where I work, and I usually don't go to other fitness classes, because if I'm not already working there, I'm at work, so I'm usually, like, not in the fitness classes, but I wasn't, so I was like, all right, let me just go, and it was these two women in front of me, and they were just like, oh, people are starting their like New Year's resolution now. We can see all these people in here. I said, and isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh, like, isn't that great? Like, they're out here getting after it. Like, and they're starting before the new year. Like, they're ready. I was like, I think that's great. And I really did say, like, isn't that great? That's great.
That was another thing that I wanted to bring up was you don't need to wait for a new year or a new week. Like, on Monday, I'm going to start fresh and eat healthy. Start now.
Yeah.
Like, if you think come next week you want to eat healthier, go to the grocery store tomorrow. Empty your pantry of all the junk food and start fresh. You can start today. And that was, I mean, growing up, maybe high school age was, oh, come the new year, I'm going to do this, this, and this. where I could have just been like, if I start this now, by the new year, who knows how far I'll be.
Yeah. 100%. I think, I don't know, I think we can kind of get caught up with not seeing things change in the manner that we want to see them change, though. So then we're, like, easily deterred from continuing. But that's kind of the beauty of, like, being able to just restart again, you know? Similarly to what you were saying, you don't have to wait till this time. And if you end up kind of, for lack of better terms, like, fall off or whatever we want to call it, then the next day
you can easily reset and start again.
Oh, 100%.
Like, don't 100%. Give up. Like us. Like, don't give up on our podcast. We love you guys.
Yeah. Stick with us.
Give us time. Give us time. It's only episode 2. We're working on it.
Yes. Yeah. With our new Target microphone. Shout out to Target.
Seriously. As mom taught us to say, Tarjay. I have my 4-year-old daughter calling it Tarjay, and she loves Tarjay because Tarjay usually has Starbucks, which is where she gets her cake pops.
Yes. And Starbucks cake pops are top tier. They're top tier. They really are. Yeah, I got like the Oreo one. Ooh. So whenever I went home, you know, my lovely sister here not only bought her children cake pops, but her baby sister cake pops too. And it was
the phenomenal. Adult baby in the family gets a cake pop as well.
That's right. Maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Learn how to make cake pops.
Oh, they're easy. I'll make them when we come visit. All right. We went off track as per usual. Cake pops are good.
They are good. So is my crock pot era that I'm in right now. And I was just thinking about this before this podcast. I was like, you know, maybe I should have a New Year's resolution. And maybe it should be like just finessing the heck out of this crock pot. Because I
are good and easy.
Yeah. I just made chicken Alfredo tonight. And it was so good. I, you know, want this tonight. I didn't have any vegetables. Sorry, it wasn't a chicken Alfredo with broccoli. It was just, you know, non-vegetable. But it was maybe that should be my New Year's resolution, right?
Go for it.
Become a crock pot villain.
Write a freaking cookbook. Make a blog.
Yeah. Well, I told you my friend and I she's been doing the smoker, and then I can't say the name of what we were gonna do, but because you know it's a good one, we're gonna patent it. But anyway, so veering back. I oftentimes lead you guys astray, but something interesting that I really actually enjoyed listening to, and I ended up sending it to so many people on Instagram because I was like, this is such a good message, and it ties into, at least with me, saying going into this year, just being more intentional with my actions and intentional with everything else and the people. I have a Peloton membership. I've had it. This is not a New Year's resolution thing. I've had it. I have a Peloton treadmill like in my apartment and we get after it sometimes. I am running that 5K though. I already signed up. So it's happening.
Good.
The 5K is happening. It's happening in March, y'all. So keep me in your prayers. Send me some tips on running. I find it very difficult to run. They say, like, the best running is kind of, like, running more on, like, the balls of your feet. And I just can't figure that out. So
all I can picture is my 4-year-old running on her tippy toes.
She needs to give me some pointers, honestly. But
I have to send her to run with you to burn some of this energy she has.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, no, we'll run together. So I have this Peloton app, and obviously with the Peloton app, even if you don't, like, they have the strength, they have cardio, XYZ. But anyways, so I ended up seeing this thing on social media, and it was with a Peloton instructor, Ash Pryor, and she does rowing, and she just seems like a, like, beautiful person inside out, just with, like, what she mentions in her workouts. I don't take her workouts, but I see snippets because she has a rower. I don't have a rower.
Yeah.
So I don't take the work. I could actually at the gym. But she ended up saying that she does this every day in the morning. And she wakes up and she says, kind of like, maybe, I don't know if you would say like affirmations or just kind of like a mindset, like how to set the day up. But she says, I will let go of, I am grateful for, and I will focus on. And I think that's just a really, shout out Ash Pryor, because I think that's just a really, really phenomenal way to either like go into bed to do that, or when you wake up and you're like, these are the things I'm going to let go of from the day before. I'm grateful to wake up. You know, I'm grateful that my body's moving for me today, and I will focus on, it could be just different things. I will focus on doing something that brings me joy today. I'll focus on making it to work on time. I don't know, like something like different each day, but I think it's like such a really beautiful way to wake up and set your intentions and just kind of wake up in a more like positive mindset versus how I woke up the whole past year of like, F, we're doing this ish again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want that to be what's like on my mind every day when I'm trying to start my day.
So I actually on Amazon got a like mindfulness journal, and it's like 5 minutes a day. It's a couple minutes in the morning. I got it before the new year. I got it in like November. I have done maybe 6 days. But I'm working on it. This is one of my New Year's resolutions. It's mindfulness. And so the first couple questions for the morning is, how are you feeling today? An affirmation. What will you focus on? I am grateful for. So the same thing. Like, what am I grateful for today? And then how are you going to practice self-care and mindfulness throughout the day? And then you go back at night, like 2 minutes, and fill out, like, what were your thoughts or feelings for the day? And how can you let go of something or reframe for the next day? And then any positive thoughts and any notes you had for the day. And I actually did it this morning. I skipped a couple days, but I did it this morning. I'll do it again before I go to bed. But it's just it's a kind of way to bring your thoughts in from wherever they might be in the morning or at night before you go to bed and ground yourself.
I was just going to say that too, not ground, but especially when you say thought, bring your thoughts together really before you go to bed too. Cause I don't know, definitely know you, Megan, anyone else who's listening to this. I'm not sure if you guys might have similar brains of my sister and I, but when we go to lay down each night, I know, and we've talked about this, you do too, Megan, like our brains are just cannot turn off.
No, they are on, and they are running. That hamster up there is running on that wheel.
And now, like, we haven't done enough running already today. Man, if the hamster in my head ran the 5K, I would have been already in a marathon pace by this. Like, we would have been already there. But I think that's really a great thing to do and to practice, is just kind of, if we can put like thoughts on paper or even thoughts in your notes on your phone, not necessarily writing stuff down. Some people find writing to be therapeutic, but
yeah, that's me. I mean, you know me, I have a notebook for everything.
Yeah.
I write everything. Forget the phone. I write everything down.
She does have beautiful handwriting though, y'all. She has really nice handwriting. I get that from mommy.
Yeah. For sure. Not that I get that from mom.
But I think that's a really great way to also just try to, as we get older too, prioritizing our sleep is like 100%. We need it. I need sleep. And so just try it. Like, I know there's times I'll be in bed by literally 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I still don't fall asleep until like 11 because my brain is like, oh, we got to do this. We got to do that. Oh, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do this? Blah, blah, blah. And then I start thinking about my patients and I'm like, oh, did I document what they did properly in my documentation? Like, it's nonstop.
That's me with Erin for preschool. I am like, I go to bed knowing I have her clothes ready for the next day, but I'm like, did I pack her snack? Do I have snacks for her? Does she have clean socks? Like,
meanwhile, she has like a plethora of clean socks and like the whole top drawer.
Just finished laundry, and I'm like, does she have socks? Does she have her uniform? Like,
yeah, it's
I have gas in the car to get her there.
just filled up 5 minutes ago. Is the gas in there anymore? Did I get some gas siphoned from my car?
I drove for 15 minutes. It might just be gone. But these are things like, this is what happens at night. So just writing down your thoughts, and even, I didn't even think of this until just now, doing a voice memo on your phone. If it helps to talk something out loud to kind of calm your thoughts down, then talk, record it. 100%. Or if you've got a sister like mine, you call her and you tell her everything. And then you're both spiraling.
That's right. And we spiral together. All right. So if you're going to spiral, get a partner to spiral with. All right.
Spiraling Sisters, new podcast.
Dang. That should have been our podcast title. Spiraling Sisters. That's brilliant. Oh my gosh. Just like two broke bitches. That was a good good one too. That should be my, that really should be my New Year's resolution, honestly, though, is get rich or die trying.
These two broke bitches just spent money on microphones, so hopefully our audience can hear us better.
Yes.
It was iffy last week, but we're working on it.
Sorry, guys. I had to clear my throat. I'm sorry. But yes, so.
This part out.
I think in 2025, regardless if you guys went in with an actual New Year's resolution, or you're just like, man, I crushed it in 2024, we just gonna keep it going, or I didn't crush it in 2024, my life spiraled and I just survived, and maybe 2025 is just surviving too, that's okay. That's okay.
If any of you crushed it in 2024, kudos.
And if you didn't, kudos, because you're still here with us.
So, I'm telling you, 2024 was rough for, like, everyone I know. So, that's all right. We're crushing it this year. 2025 is all of our years. We're going to make magic.
Yes, we will. Like Bruno Mars.
We're shouting out everybody today.
I know. I'm shouting out everybody. But
Tarjay, Bruno Mars.
Our girl Ash Pryor.
Yes.
But yes, guys, so New Year's resolutions, they're always here. You can always make one. Shoot, you can make one literally in June if that's what you want, because we'll still be in the same year. So you do whatever is going to work best for you.
Let's call them today resolutions. Start today.
Dang, okay.
Today, wow. Resolutions. What will you do today to make a change?
Wow. Look at that. That's crazy. That's that hamster at work. Woo!
We're recording this at 9 o'clock at night, guys. So there's that hamster running when I should
be getting ready for bed. We are moving. We do our best thoughts right before bed.
It's the only time we can record when I have two children.
Touche. But anyways, guys. We would love, absolutely love to hear your thoughts on New Year's resolutions. And if you have any, we want to support you guys 110% all the way. So if you have any New Year's resolutions, let us know. If you want either Spiraling Sisters to join you along the way, we are here for you. If you want sisters to just hype you the F up and get you through these goals, we're here for that too. We're down for it.
And Caitlin is the most annoying but best hype woman.
That's right.
You should see me trying stop.
You should see me trying to hype my nephew up for a nap earlier today.
Yes. It was the opposite of what I needed.
It's fine. Because his little laughter made it all worth not my agony, because I got to hang up. You had to keep him awake and go get your husband.
He's just an almost 2-year-old. Quiet nap time. No longer in the crib because he learned how to climb out of that bad boy. Right on out. Walked out the door. Hey, mommy.
I love that for you.
Don't worry. We're coming to visit in a couple weeks, hopefully.
I love that for me. But, alrighty, guys. It, as always, is a pleasure. I say as always, like this isn't our second episode, but it's a pleasure, guys.
You guys are already family. That's it.
We're super excited.
Please follow us on Instagram and please DM us with any feedback you have. We love to hear it. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes, and Two Sisters Unscripted, as you guys know, share with your friends, family, anyone, really, if you like it. Even if you don't, who knows? They might like it. And we hope that your 2025, as Megan said before, is just absolutely magical. I feel it's going to be a good year. So
it is. We love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, happy 2025.